This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, September 14, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. It'll be sunny today, temperatures near 80. The Salem City Council has approved new parking rules for Halloween. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News that the process has started to implement new zoning that would allow property owners within a quarter mile of the downtown area to host park cars for a fee. There is one more step before this can be fully approved for residents in time for the busy upcoming tourist season. Last week, Luca discussed this story in our newsroom feature interview program, along with colleague Paul Layton. Two men have been charged with carjacking and robbing a Dunkin' Donuts manager in Salem. The Salem News reports the manager told police she was leaving the shop last Tuesday with a bag of cash for a bank deposit when a man wearing a mask pushed her into a car. She was later found near Salem State. Again, two men have been charged in connection with last week's incident. Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson is working with the City Council on ways to make housing more affordable in the city.
Advocate with the MBTA for the service that we need for our city, prioritizing the work that's happening to improve bus service as part of our roadway improvements, and also advocating forcefully with the T around the importance of the commuter rail service that we have in the city. We're grateful for the investment that's coming to upgrade that station. I think we all agree that that station needs to be upgraded, but believe really strongly that there needs to be mitigation in place for...
Mayor Nicholson was speaking on his City Update program on Lynn Community TV. Nahant Fire Chief Austin Antom has announced that the fire department has been awarded an Assistance for Firefighters grant from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The grant is in the amount of almost $18,000 and will be used to purchase complete sets of turnout gear for five new call firefighters. Turnout gear is National Fire Protection Agency compliant and includes pants, helmets, coats, boots, hoods, gloves, suspenders, and goggles. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Red Sox lost to the Yankees last night, 7-6 in extra innings. They'll play again tonight at Fenway. Boys soccer today, Danvers plays at Marblehead this afternoon at 4. Girls soccer yesterday, Masco 2, Gloucester nothing. That's the final. Greta Bowers with both Masco goals. They move to 2-0. Gloucester falls to 2-1. Field hockey, Danvers 4, Marblehead nothing. Falcons now 3-0 on the year. Volleyball, Marblehead takes down Peabody 3-0. In football, St. John's Prep travels to Central Catholic on Friday. The Prep is coming off a decisive win over Marshfield, led by quarterback Aiden Driscoll. This is Prep coach Brian St. Pierre.
He's brand new coming in from Austin Prep as a junior to us. And so Aiden Driscoll, he started for us at Q, and he had a really good night. I think he did a great job of just kind of spreading it around to his weapons and letting them do the heavy lifting, so to speak.
There is plenty of football coverage on our website, and that will do it for us. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell on North Shore Today.